So the Sif Gimel speaks about Koydim Shias Chalichav and Lotzei's Mitzvahs Kriya Shema Shetzibon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When one, before one begins Kriya Shema, they should be mechavin that they're being mechavin the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema twice a day. The Shach B'chov Kumechot. That's why in some yeshivas, there's like a pause between the end of Av Rabba and Kriya Shema because they're giving the Tzibar a chance to be mechavin. Uba Omre Shema Yisrael, Yechavin Zapir Shema Yisrael, Ki Hashem Shehu Elekeinu, Hu Hashem Echad. The way the Kitzur writes over here is that when one says the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Shemuchavin, the Pirish of the words, which is Shema Yisrael, listen up Yidden, and have yourself in mind also, don't just include everyone else, but you're also part of Yisrael. Ki Hashem Shehu Elekeinu, Hashem, which is our guard, which we'll see soon, how Rav Moshe touches that up, who Hashem Achon, he's one. Yachid umyuchad b'shmayim v'aretz, which means he's singular, he's yachid, that everything in this world, even if it may seem that there's another source of power or cause for it, but the cause for everything down to its finest detail is Rabban Shlomo. V'yarech b'ches shal echad, one should be mayrech on the ches of echad, and by the Dalit, Yarch Kitzaz Gamkin Shir, Shiachshu Shakash Baruchu, was being married that he thinks by Akash Baruchu, Yachin by Lome, Mashal Vidal Ruchas Oila. Veloy Yarch Yosem Shirzet. Now, what persons be very careful about is, Vidakting Shle Kalkal Kriya Sativa Ayde Mashamarch Bakitzaz. One is to be very careful not to mispronounce the word by being Meirich. Ki kitzas mehamoin am mekalkalin. Yeshar me'echod. Yeshar me'echod. And then people are mekalkal the word. Now, therefore, says the Kitzur, it may be mutav shaloi la'arach me'la'arach le'kalkal. And that's halacha l'maisa, unless one knows that he knows exactly what he's doing. He should not try to do this because there's a very good chance you're going to add an aleph or an ayin in the middle and you'll be mekalkal the word and you're not going to be yaitza. Noigin loyma shema yisrael b'kol rom lo'ira kavana. The meaning is that the tzibur says the pasuk shema yisrael aloud. They raise their voice together b'kol rom in order to be lo'ira the kavana. Masimin yad yamin al ha'inayim. We put the right hand over the eyes. After you finish a chod, you wait a little. They say, Baruch Shem Kvay Machsel Ma'ed. The Lachash quietly accept Ayim Kippah. The Tzrichim Lechavim by Gamkin Pirish Hamilos. Now, if we take a look at the Yisoid Vesherish HaAvoida, Shar Dalid, and Hey, he talks about over there the importance to be careful with the Kavanas of this Pasuk. And In the kavanas, part of the kavanas is a kavanah of serious nefesh. That when a person reads Kriya Shema each day, so he has to have that feeling that he's sort of giving himself over. He starts with what happens is many times people begin their career of saying Kriya Shema with a lot of kavanah, but then it becomes a habit. It becomes a habit. But the Yisrael Shere Shavayda points out, in order to prevent this habit, you have to train yourself. You have to train yourself. And Aschal, he says, Aschal is kashri. Sometimes it's difficult. You have to train yourself that when I read Kriya Shema, I'm zbainin, I think into what I'm saying, and I prepare myself for it. Now, this kavana that the kids have mentioned, that before I start reading Kriya Shema, I'm mechavin. So it's a Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah talks about it, that one has been mechavin, that with my kriya bim kaim, the mitzvahs asay of Kriya Shema, the mitzvahs asay of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah me to read Kriya Shema twice a day. And the kavanah should be before I start or as I'm starting. And it's a kavanah which one needs to. This is besides the kavanah of the Pirush HaMilos, which is also a chiyuv me'ikra din, especially in the first pasuk and by Baruch Shem Kvay Machsel Ve'ed. But besides that, also that a person should know what he's doing right now, that he's being mekabel on himself Omachoshmaim. Shem Zalman and Chubis and Mechashleim and Chedigal of Simon Aleph over there, Simon Beis. He has a long arichas by mitzvah Srichas Kavana. And he's more over there that sometimes we say it's enough that you're Mechavin. When I start doing the mitzvah, I have Kavana that this mitzvah that I'm doing now is the Shem mitzvah. And everything else that continues is coming off the original Kavana. Even though I wasn't Mechavin throughout the entire mitzvah. And L'chair, the same is true of me also. If I was Mechavin before I started, that being Kavim the mitzvah Krishma, then that Kavana extends throughout. The Inchelik Beis in Simedalit or Yisidali says, you know that from the Lashon Rashi and Brachas Yigimo and Beis, when he's talking about the Ches and the Dalit, and from the Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned, and Rabbi Yoyne, it's before that the Kavana is throughout when I'm reading the words. However, he says, sometimes, if you're going to be constantly thinking about the Pirusha Milas as you're reading it, you're going to ruin the pronunciation of the words. Therefore, he says, sometimes mechavin to just pay attention to what you're reading, and which is also important. Sometimes I concentrate on reading the words, but I didn't have kavanah of the pirush milas. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you have it right after, that's also enough for kavanah. So either you have the kavanah at the time when you're reading it, or as I read a pasuk or I read a few words, and I'm mechavin about what I read, that's also called kavanah. It's also good. Now, sometimes, attack in the middle of reading Krishna, your mind wanders off. Your mind wanders off to somewhere else. And there's a discussion in the Mishabura from the Rashba, the Bir Halacha, is that called a hefsek or not by Krishna? And with the evidence, is it called a hefsek or not? Rav Moshe talks about it. Rav Moshe says in Chelik Hei Siman Hei Ois Aleph, La Niz Daiti Le Mestaba Kol Loi Mesha Afsaka Behira Habi Afsaka Af Be'emsa Pasuk Rishit Be'emsa Bechus Avais. Says it's Mestaba to say that it's not considered, if it was just in your thoughts to say that it's a Hefzik, we're not going to say it's a Hefzik. Sha'acha Shehira Oma Atev is B'chavana. If after you said the words, you had Kavana. Elim Shok Kedei Ligma Kula, that's another thing. So this is the idea of having kavana. The ikka kavana is by the first pasuk. Therefore, one who did not read the first pasuk with kavana, he may not be yotzen. He would have to repeat it. That's his mashma. It also may be included in this. Therefore, one has to be careful to be mechavin by these parts. The ikka kavana that there is. And this is what Rav Moshe points out in the Tshuva. He says, the Iker Kavanah is two nekudas. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elokeinu means He is our God, which means we belong to Him. What does it mean He's our God? We belong to Him to follow the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're here for in this world. And that Ribbono Shel Olam is Echad, only one. That's the Kavanah that we have to have. Baruch Shem Kvoy Machusenemet is a response to the Shema Yisrael, that the covet of his malchus, of this one, this Ribbono Shel Olam, should be Nisraba, should spread throughout the world and become more and more known in the world. That's the Ikar Kavan, to respond in this. Now, the Maisa, the Chayodim brings down, and the Shmur quotes, that if someone did read the Pashis of Shema, then he remembers that he didn't read the first Pasuk with Kavana, he should go back to read the first Pashis of Shema. Because if he just says the Pasuk Shema, maybe like Karel Mafreya, if he's misopic, then he doesn't have to go back. Now, there's a din also that even though we're saying Baruch Hashem quietly, but you still should be able to hear it. You should be able to hear it. You should be loud enough Lashmi La'azna. You should be able to hear it. And then there's the Indian of saying Shema there's also an interesting discussion which is brought down in the Paiskim over here. Let's say someone forgot to say Baruch Hashem, is it Ma'akev or not? Of Maya about the Kavan is a Chel Kesim in Heoi's base over there. He always also Marach over there that if say Baruch Shem Kavan Machsam Ved is Ma'akev by Krishma. And he quotes the Bir Halacha that talks about it. He also says that those other kavanis that's brought down with Echad, that the seven heavens and the earth, he says you don't have to mechav into that because who said we pass like the Mandom and Chagiga that seven Rikia, maybe there's 13, maybe there's six, there are different Mandomrim over there. So those kavanis, one doesn't have to push themselves to be mechavin. Again, better for most people, I can't say for everyone, to stick to the minimum kavana, which you know you'll get and be misbind into, then wandering off into the oilamas. Okay, Sif Dalit. Shoya ma'at v'ayma v'avita. You wait a little before you start v'avita. V'chein mei pasha zula pasha v'ayim shmaya. Also between the pasha v'avita to v'ayim shmaya. Yavsik ma'at. Why? To be mechavin that I'm about to start Vayim Shemaya, which is the parsha of Schar, Vaynish, Bracha, and Klolos, that we're responsible for whatever we do. It's not a free world. We're responsible for how we use our time and what we do in this world. And there's accountability, there's Schar, there's reward, but there's also Einish. Also, before one begins the parsha vayoyma, yichavim the parsha vayoyma lekayim mitzvah zase zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. Once you have it, they're being kaim the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, which we know, even though it may be a separate mitzvah, but Chazal included in the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, as the Prescrov explains, because the goal of Kabbalah Zalmach Hashemayim was becoming the nation of Hashem, which happened through Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why we say Chagula the Tefillah. That's our Avoida. Tefillah is the Avoida of actually playing out that we are the Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Okay, we're going to stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue.
Is there a reason to say Kriyas Shema B'Tzibur?
Yes. It seems that there's an Indian of Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim together, to the extent that one is not supposed to start Kriyas Shema before the Tzibur starts.
I see that when they went in a shul that they pause that 1 second in between Avarabba.
What do you mean? Okay, I don't know if you need to wait that 1 second. I thought you meant in general if you need to.
Both. I meant both.
I don't think that 1 second is going to make that difference.
Even by the way, Shema Esrei, you have like the three bracha time period in a way. So by Kriyas Shema, similar type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Does the Rav have an opinion on Mitzitza Bapeh in America now?
Whatever the mile, whatever, if you're using a mile mumcha, that's what you should do. I do not have. I mean, I know that there are certain ma'ilim which are still being makbid not to do it here. And they're asking that the father should do it. But it seems like other ma'ilim are totally on the other extreme, that they're like, I don't understand what your problem is. So I don't know. I don't have a